week, heads of Czech centres from around the world are gathered in Prague to discuss where next for their cultural institutes. Among them is Ladislav Flimfel, head of the Czech Centre in London. Just before he hopped on a plane to Prague this weekend, I stopped by his London office and asked him what Czech events he had organised this autumn in the British capital.
Only a week ago, we launched our Czech Centre September-October Visual Arts Season. We will celebrate Czech participation at the Frieshout Fair with Teresa Buškova, Kateřina Šeda and Josef Wolf, which is the biggest Czech exhibition to date, really. However, this season also covers lots of design. We are supporting Czech feature at the In the Praise of Shadow exhibition at V&A, which is dedicated to sustainable light design. And we are, you know, gearing up towards November, where we introduce 1989 to 2009 Velvet Revolution 20th anniversary season.
And what have you got planned for that?
Plenty of things. We've got debates, film screenings. We would have documentary film screenings. One of the major events I'd like to mention is an event dedicated to the 17th of November 1989. We are showing TV footage and documentary films never seen in the UK before that are showing what happened on Národní třída on that night. We expect Michal Kocáb to come to London and debate his views and the following days with a BBC correspondent who is covering the events in Prague those days. Also, we've got a film season, that is the traditional Czech film season at the Riverside Studios, and we are showing the best films of the 20 years of Czech cinema since 1989.
I know in Prague already the Polish Institute has been celebrating 20 years since, well, the first free democratic elections in Poland. Do you find that the Czech Centre is competing with things like Polish institutes, Goethe institutes, to stage these sort of 20 years on from the fall of the Iron Curtain events?
Certainly, yes. If you look around in London and the UK, every major institution is running an event dedicated to the anniversary. Mainly, it's all about the war. We also have plenty of events that would put it into context. We work together with the Polish and German and Romanian and Hungarian Institute because we want to show it in the context of Central Europe and really world history, if you like. But also we've got our own events that are more looking at the events in Prague, and these are the events that we call Velvet Revolution events. Peter Sees from New York is showing his beautiful illustration from the book Growing Up Behind the Iron Curtain. As I said, we are looking at the November events. But yes, there is a competition. I feel there is a danger of people being just tired and a bit overloaded by the fall of the wall events and the 20th anniversary, etc. But I very much hope we'll manage to show that each of the revolutions, each of the cluster of events had its own history, its own context, consequences and legacy.
That was Ladislav Flimfel, head of the Czech Centre in the UK, speaking to me there about this season's Czech